Hello everyone, welcome to our second episode. The second episode of this very long and important podcast that's going to help you in your spiritual journey, that's going to fortify your spiritual capabilities and awareness. So last episode, we talked about something very important in our lives. We talked about truth. And we talked about how truth is visible to anyone and everyone who seeks it. We also asked several important questions in the very end of the podcast. Two of those questions were, firstly, where is this truth we talk about and how do we access it? So to start off, point blank, truth cannot be found outside. Everyone is special and unique in their own way. Therefore, having a truth that is unique and special and different in its own way. So you cannot find truth outside in the same place where everyone looks for it. Alright, so basically your truth doesn't exist outside. So if it's not outside, it has to be inside, right? Obviously. But where? So when people say your own truth exists within you, they don't mean it's actually inside you, literally. Like, it's not a physical object, right? It's something spiritual. It's something not visible to the naked eye. So how do you find this? So what is the spiritual thing that is inside connected to us? It's our soul, obviously. Everyone knows that we have souls. And to access, to understand our own truth, we have to look to our soul. Because there's something special that souls have that helps us to discover ourselves and to understand really how we work. And it's called a soul's memory. This soul's memory is the experiences it's had. It's the things it knows. You know when they say you have to connect your mind and your soul? The soul does some things the mind doesn't know about. It knows some things the mind doesn't know about. So when you ask your soul, when you talk to your soul, when you give it purpose, when you love your soul is going to open up to you. And it's going to make your life easier because it's going to like you. And keep in mind, there are two great powers in everything that has been created that can legitimately help you in what you seek. Firstly, it's the soul, your own soul, right? The soul's memory, and then the power of the universe and the memory of the universe. Besides these two powers, nothing else can help you discover yourself. If anything else tries to give you advice about yourself and about your own truth, it's merely a guess or a prediction. So if you want the truth, or go to yourself, or go to the one that has given you life. Now, we answered the first question, which was, where is this truth? We answered that, but there's still one more question remaining. And this question is the cherry on top. How do we access it? How do we access our own truth? I want to ask you a question, and I want you to answer this question in your own mind. How would you access your truth? Would you look for a scholar? Would you ask, if you're young, maybe a professor or a teacher? Would you look for it in a book? Would you convert to a religion? Would you do a sacrifice? Anything you thought of is wrong. You cannot ask anyone about how to access your own truth because they don't know how to access it. I want to tell you this. When you want to access something, imagine you have a chest, and this chest, only you know of its code. Someone else can't come in your house and tell you the code of this chest. Only you know this code. Only you can discover this code. Because, well, even if you don't know the code, it's in your memory. Because at some point, you put the code in, but you forgot it. It's the same thing with your own truth. Your soul's memory holds the experiences that it has had, which has formed a purpose, which has become eventually your truth. So you have to remind your soul. You have to go to your soul, to your soul's memory. You have to put the code in. Nobody can tell you what this code is. If they tell you what this code is, you will lose the purpose. Some other purpose will be created for you. External powers cannot tell you how you work. If someone tells you something, it is a guess, a prejudgment. They are going to take away your main purpose and give you another one. And then you're going to lose your truth. And you're going to be misguided in your life. You're going to be blocked from your own truth. So always look within yourself. Because truth is only inside you, and only you can access your truth. If you remember, we talked about how our soul holds memories and experiences. Now, if you wanna see your truth and make it visible to you, you have to see the memories and experiences your soul has had throughout the whole existence of the universe. But how? How do you access these memories and experiences? Well, everything we did has been recorded. Everything we do is being recorded. And everything we will do will be recorded. Everything that has happened is stored in a place. Everything is happening right now is being written. And everything that will happen has blank pages waiting for it to be written. Where do all these books and articles exist? There's a library. There's a library full of what we call today Akashic records. These records contain everything that has happened and that is happening right now. What does this have to do with the memories our soul holds? Well, experiences live through memory. When you remember something that has happened, maybe you fell down from a bike. When you ride a bike, you may think about this experience. You think, how did I fall last time? I remember falling down. How did I fall down? So this time, when you're riding your bike, you try your best to not to go through the same thing. You try your best to stay away from the things that could have made you fall last time. So the experience you had continues to live and influence you through your memory. The same thing is with the Akashic records. The experiences everyone has had is stored in a memory. The Akashic records are not physical. They are energy, right? Everyone knows that energy never dies. It always flows. It always continues through tiny lines that we cannot see. And since energy keeps flowing and never dies, there is nothing that you cannot access. You can access everything you want and anything you want through these energies, through these Akashic records. Now, all this talk about these Akashic records and memories and experiences, but how do you even go there? How do you access Akashic records? Are they in books? Do scholars teach us? Do you learn this in school? Have your parents ever talked to you about this? No. None of the Akashic records can be found in books or in anything like that. So, just to highlight everything we talked about in this episode, reading books, seeking advice from external powers can negatively influence us and misguide us from our own truth, giving us a fake purpose and a fake belief. What is the true way of finding out our own truth? It is going inside, asking the very best person or being that knows us better than ourselves, which is our soul, which is our soul's memory. Here in DNA Plus, we provide you with guidelines and coach you free of charge on how to access the truth within yourself and how to make it visible to you. If you want to listen to our English podcasts, this is the only website where you can find it, right? The website in which you're listening to it right now. For our Persian listeners, we do have an Instagram page for you, also a separate podcast. We also have an Instagram page for our international listeners, which you can also find in this website. Thank you again for listening to this podcast, which is going to help you in your spiritual journey. Don't forget, in this podcast, nothing is being said except the truth.